Hey everybody, I'm really excited because I have a special guest here today. Who do I have here?
Delilah.
Delilah! And today we are going to talk to you about one of our favorite things about mommy working from home. Do you like that mommy works from home?
Yeah.
Yes. All right, let's dive on in. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Oh man, I'm so excited. Are you excited, Delilah?
Yeah.
Yes. Do you like when mommy works?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Rock, scissors, shoot, 5 minutes.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Okay, well, we can play one round of it real fast, okay? Ready? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh, it's free now. I saw one.
So, Delilah, does mommy work?
Yeah.
Yes. What do you think mommy does?
Go work over there.
I go work in the office?
Yes.
Do you know what mommy does?
Work all the time.
Work all the time. Do I work all the time?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
But do I spend time with you?
Yeah.
Yes. What do we like to do together?
Play soccer.
Play soccer.
And play toys.
Play toys.
And play together.
With Play-Doh. Yes, I love all of those things. I like waking up in the morning and seeing you every day and doing your hair. That's one of my favorite parts of the day. What do you like during the day?
I like playing my dollies.
You like playing with your dollies?
Yeah.
Yes.
We got the package for the quota.
You guys got a special package yesterday. Do you like getting packages in the mail?
No, not in the mail.
Do you like when a package comes to our house?
Yeah.
Yes. Delilah, I have a question for you. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I'll be free. I was a baby. I grow up all the time.
You grow up all the time?
Yeah.
We have another special guest who is maybe not willing to talk, but we'll see.
We have Dakota.
Dakota, I have a question for you. Do you know what mommy does?
Work and make money.
Work and make money? What else does mommy do?
Take care of children.
Take care of children. Do you guys like when we wake up in the morning and we have family dinners?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dakota is 7 going on 14. And you like your new Enchantimals dolls, right?
Yes. Get the shell.
Well, hold on. I want to just have a little more of a conversation first. Can
my
we do that?
My hair was dying and it looked weird, so I had to put it up because I was like,
so Dakota, you have dreams of being a YouTube star, right?
No, stop talking to me.
Stop talking to you. The girls have been working on a super special project behind the scenes.
It's my turn.
It's your turn. Do you want to be a YouTube star?
Can I show you behind?
No. We can do a behind the scenes sometime. So the girls and I have been working on something. It's been taking us a while because we're not working at it aggressively. But we've been working on their own YouTube channel. And I wanted to share with you one of the things that's really special about working from home and kind of writing your own schedule and your own path. So one of my favorite things is, you know, right now it's morning and we're hanging out as a family in the morning and that's kind of fun. And Dominic's still sleeping and I get to go into his room and go and say good morning when he wakes up and give him a big, well, lots of kisses and everything. But, you know, one of my favorite things about having the ability to work from anywhere, not work when we don't want to, is that I get to experience life with my kids. And I know that sounds kind of funny, but I just remember like when I was working in my 9-to-5, it was something that was so frustrating to me because you wake up and you're in a rush and you're cranky and, you know, you're like, oh, we got to get the kids out the door as fast as we possibly can. But even this morning, I took a call with a client and, you know, Delilah was coming into my office and saying hello. She did pretty good at being quiet. But I love that, like, our team and our clients and our businesses understand that we have a family and we do have a life outside of just what business is. You know, one of the things that's really important for our family, and this is something I recommend for anyone, especially if you have kids, but or if you're planning on having kids, is family dinners. Family dinners are something that are very, very sacred in our household. Oh, Dakota used a great word to describe it just now. She said they're magical. Why are they magical? What do we do that makes it so much fun?
We laugh, we chat, we have a good time.
She said we laugh, we chat, we have a good time. You have one. Okay, what do you think?
I have toys.
Yeah, yes, you do. You do have toys. You know, like our family dinners, we've always explained it as like magical. And I know that sounds really cheesy, but we feel the same way about bedtime because we have a really cool bedtime routine. Do you guys like our bedtime routine?
What's
this? That is a toy.
A toy.
Another toy. People keep sending us toys to our house and it's so much fun. But we love the idea that, you know, no matter what life is bringing, because if you run a business, you know, it can be so stressful. It can be crazy. It can be intense. It can take up as much of your time as you allow it to. But we have magical family dinners. And by that, I mean, like, we're silly. We laugh together. We sometimes have this thing where we speak in British accents and we all pretend we have spectacles on our eyes. And so you hold your hand up like it's a spectacle and you have to talk with a British accent. And it's just so much fun. Like, we have fun as a family. And when it comes to family dinners and family bedtime, that is a time that is a special and kind of sacred time. Because what happens is we stop no matter what we're doing, and we spend time with our family for dinner and for bedtime. And those solid couple of hours are just amazing. Sometimes we read books, usually we don't. Sometimes we tell stories, that's more likely. But we always laugh a lot at bedtime. And four songs that are the kids' songs that we sing. And every night we all get together, all five of us, and we sing those songs. And those are so special. Sometimes six of us. With Dixie, sometimes our dog Dixie's invited, but usually she isn't because she likes to go in the kids' room and like tear stuff up. So it's just this really interesting thing, but I want my kids to know that no matter what's going on in business, no matter how crazy life is, that dinner and bedtime are two magical times that will always be sacred to them that nobody else gets to experience in the same way. Obviously, like sometimes other people are a part of the bedtime routine. Like, for example, a couple weeks ago we had, Paul was actually in Canada. So we had Kellyanne, my personal assistant, and my sister Stephanie, who's my lead social media strategist. I had them over and they loved the bedtime routine. It's just something that I really, really enjoy. It's very, like I said, it's very sacred. It's a time that we do not let anything work related come into the mix with. So is balance perfect? No, it never is and it never will be. But what I really encourage you is if you have a family, take time for dinner and for bedtime and make it something that's special. You know, a lot of times I hear parents talking about how dinner is like the most stressful time because their kids won't eat what they need to eat, or bedtime is such a stressful and awful time. And you know, it can be. Like most nights our kids come out of their room after we put them to bed and it's like, ah, go to bed. And you know, of course it's a frustrating time, but at the same time, bedtime doesn't have to be about rushing your kids to sleep as fast as possible. Bedtime can actually be something that's incredibly enjoyable. And I know this has nothing to do with social media, but it has everything to do with what one of my core values is, and that is my family. And so I just want to challenge you. If you're like, I work from the moment I wake up to the moment I go to bed and my kids are missing me and they're not getting time with me, I really challenge you to create your own magical times. It might be morning, it might be a lunch routine, could be dinner, could be bedtime, but create a sacred time where your family knows that they have you undivided. And that's, like I said, something I would never, ever, ever trade for a million. I wouldn't trade it for $1 billion. So I wanted to just share that little bit of a different perspective today. I hope you guys have an awesome day, and I'll see you on the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Bye.